From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Farmers across the South are feeling the effects of prolonged dry weather. The Georgia Farm Bureau reports analysis of the June 23rd edition of the Georgia Drought Monitor shows 150 of Georgia's 159 counties have abnormally dry conditions or worse. All or parts of 62 counties have moderate drought and 7 coastal counties have severe drought. Non-irrigated crops are already suffering, according to the National Ag Statistics Service Crop Progress and Condition Report. Leftover brewer's yeast is sometimes mixed into livestock feed as a source of protein and vitamins, but there may be even more reasons to continue this practice, according to findings by a team of scientists with the Agricultural Research Services. Laboratory studies suggest that using leftover brewer's yeast as a feed additive may benefit the environment by helping cows belch less methane into the air. Further cow feeding trials are necessary to fully assess its potential. The U.S. Supreme Court has rejected another bear bid to dismiss litigation alleging that its Roundup weed killer causes cancer as the German company tries to avoid potentially billions of dollars in damages. AgriMarketing.com reports the justices turned away a bear appeal and left in place a lower court decision upholding an $87 million judgment awarded in a California lawsuit. On June 21st, the Supreme Court rejected a bear appeal in a different Roundup case. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update.